Transform dreams into wealth. Building a million-dollar business might seem impossible, but with determination and commitment, it can be done. The key is finding a product or service you're passionate about and learning how to bring it to market effectively. A great example of this is Suzy Bodies, who shows what grit and perseverance can achieve. Suzy always wanted to be an entrepreneur, but her journey was full of setbacks, including bankruptcies and failures. However, these challenges didn't stop her. She decided to tackle an everyday problem, unpleasant bathroom odors. After a series of experiments, she created Poopourri, a groundbreaking solution that quickly gained popularity. Suzy's journey wasn't just about inventing a product, it was about understanding her audience. She pinpointed her target, women looking to avoid awkward moments. By connecting with them effectively, she sparked something extraordinary. Essential entrepreneurship lessons. The first key to entrepreneurship is understanding that it's not about the product itself, it's about the people you're aiming to serve. In Moran's early days, no one told him this. It took him 10 years to realize that real fulfillment comes from serving others, not just selling products. He learned this through trial and error, starting with simple online ventures and attending entrepreneurial events to find direction. He wanted to create something meaningful. A crucial second lesson in entrepreneurship is to address your frustrations. If something bothers you, chances are others are affected too. Focus on solving these problems. Always remember that your business revolves around people, not just products. By truly understanding the challenges faced by a particular group, you can create a brand that resonates with them. This approach promotes customer loyalty, encourages repeat business, and distinguishes you from companies solely driven by transactions. Be ready to make sacrifices. Don't let the excitement of solving a problem make you relaxed. There's a tough road ahead, so the third lesson of entrepreneurship is, be ready to make sacrifices. Your first year in business might be financially hard. You may need to give up a regular salary, reinvest every dollar you earn, and make careful decisions. Remember, it's a time to explore and learn. With a clear plan and deadline, you can avoid passive thinking and keep your business moving forward. Creating a million-dollar business begins with adopting the right mindset, understanding your audience, building a brand they resonate with, and delivering genuine value. Start by solving problems that you or others encounter. Keep people at the heart of your brand. Adopt hard work, tackle obstacles, and progress steadily. Before long, you'll realize you're not only building a business but also establishing a million-dollar legacy. Launch and fund your venture. Diving into entrepreneurship means dealing with important stages like funding and launching your product. Both are crucial for your venture's success. First, let's talk about funding, using the story of Dollar Shave Club as an example. It started by selling surplus razors, giving it a small initial fund. As they gained customers, they reinvested the revenue back into the business. This process of earning, reinvesting, and tweaking their strategy based on market feedback was key to managing their funds. This model of self-funding and iterative growth can be applied by any aspiring entrepreneur, regardless of their business size or industry. Funding isn't just about the money you invest, it's also about managing the revenue that comes in. Many people mistakenly think that higher sales always mean more profit. For example, take a small business that sells handmade crafts. If prices are too high, sales may be low because of the high cost. If prices are too low, the crafts might sell quickly, but the profit margin could be too small to keep the business going and growing. This is why it's crucial to find the pricing, sweet spot that balances sales volume with profitability. This ensures sustainable growth. Effectively managing revenue is crucial for securing business funding and should never be underestimated. Steer through financial choices. When planning your funding, you might encounter uncomfortable decisions like borrowing money. Remember, not all debts are the same. Good debt can yield high returns if backed by steady sales. If borrowing isn't your style, consider seeking capital from outside investors. Platforms such as Kickstarter not only solve immediate funding needs, but also boost visibility and attract customers. Getting ready to launch a product requires careful planning and knowing your audience well. A key part of a successful launch is building a community that's excited and ready to buy your product when it goes on sale. Look at how a yoga business used its Facebook page to engage people and share updates about its product as it developed it. Over time, they consistently shared updates on their product development journey with the community. They revealed everything from early designs to final adjustments. This approach helped them connect closely with their audience, making them feel involved and invested in the product's evolution. As a result, when the product launched, they had a dedicated community eager to buy. This thorough preparation and engagement with their audience are key to a successful product launch. Remember, entrepreneurship is about the journey, not just the destination. Sustainable growth comes from smart funding, thorough preparation, and a well-executed product launch. Expand your business. Why it's vital. Congratulations on launching your first product. However, achieving million-dollar success isn't just about releasing more products. It's also about understanding the market, engaging with customers effectively, and forming valuable partnerships. Aubrey Marcus and his company, Onnit, exemplify this journey well. Before achieving success with Onnit, Marcus faced setbacks with earlier ventures. He then discovered nootropics, substances that can boost brain function. Despite being new to this field, Aubrey was determined. He made a bold promise to Joe Rogan, a popular podcaster, to create the best nootropic supplement globally. This commitment fueled Aubrey's drive. Aubrey dedicated himself to research and developing Alpha Brain, a brain-boosting supplement that Joe Rogan admired. This product became Onnit's flagship, and Rogan, impressed by Aubrey's commitment and the product's quality, joined forces. He promoted Alpha Brain on his podcast, giving it a huge boost. This partnership transformed Onnit from a small business into a company focused on improving human performance and expanding its range of products. Build a brand for long-term success. Creating a brand that grows beyond just one successful product requires more than just making and promoting it. It's about building a community around your brand, interacting with customers, and listening to their opinions. As your brand expands, the value of customer reviews and positive feedback becomes even more important. These not only attract new customers but also create a steady income stream, a goal every entrepreneur should aim for. Scaling a business to reach million-dollar status isn't just about expanding product lines or obsessing over data. It's about understanding your customer's journey, improving their experience, and strategically launching new products one by one to keep moving forward. Take Paul Miller, founder of Cozy Phones, for example. Instead of simply copying others, he focused on deeply understanding what his potential customers truly needed. He saw opportunities in niche markets like children and people with autism or sensory issues, which bigger companies had overlooked. Cozy Phones for better customer experience. Paul created Cozy Phones, comfortable headphones made for underserved markets. Instead of stopping at its initial success, he knew he had to keep improving to help more customers and grow his business. For his next product, he took what worked with Cozy Phones and made it even better. Some customers wanted headphones for sleeping or meditating, so he made a version with super thin speakers and a breathable mesh lining. This new product not only met specific needs but also built on Cozy Phones' reputation. Paul's success story highlights the importance of focusing on customers. Instead of launching many new products, he succeeded by understanding what his customers needed. By innovating based on their needs and strategically introducing new products that built on the first one's success, he showed how concentrating on the customer journey and being creative can quickly grow a business. Grow or sell, the dilemma. If you've reached this point in your journey, you might be nearing the million-dollar milestone. You've mastered developing products, understood your customers well, and grown into a multi-product brand. Now, you face a crucial decision: expand your business further or get ready to be bought out. Scaling is the first step to consider when a business like Tribe Fitness starts earning about $100,000 monthly. This is when entrepreneurs can reinvest profits to grow further and even start paying themselves a salary. Jeremiah Klingman, founder of Tribe Fitness, faced a crucial decision when his company achieved a stable revenue. He had to choose between maintaining operations as they were or expanding the business. Jeremiah chose to scale up, build success through quality and customer care. He started by focusing on what made his company stand out: their top-notch fitness products that users loved. Keeping this quality consistent while expanding their customer base was key. He then increased the company's visibility to reach more customers without neglecting the relationships he had already built. He valued feedback from customers and used it to continuously improve their products, ensuring customer satisfaction as the company grew. Jeremiah effectively controlled production, marketing, and overhead costs, ensuring revenue growth outpaced rising expenses, leading to higher profits. Scaling means strategically growing your business, reaching more customers, increasing revenue, and boosting profitability, while maintaining what makes your business special. When a successful business consistently achieves sales, it might be time to consider an exit strategy, like being acquired. This transition needs careful navigation to ensure that selling aligns with long-term goals. Finding the right buyer who can continue to nurture and expand your business is crucial. Strive beyond financial success. Remember, wealth doesn't always mean happiness. Your bank balance shouldn't overshadow what truly matters in life. Focus on personal growth alongside growing your business. This way, you won't sacrifice your potential for money, risking both happiness and financial stability. Building a million-dollar business is a long-term journey, requiring resilience, strategy, and continuous learning. Key points. 1. Entrepreneurship is about solving problems for people, not just selling products. 2. Understand your audience deeply to create a brand that resonates and promotes loyalty. 3. Success requires sacrifice, resilience, and continual learning from setbacks. 4. Manage finances wisely by balancing reinvestment with profitability for sustainable growth. 5. Build a community around your brand, listen to customer feedback, and innovate strategically,